The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara discusses the types of sicknesses for which we could be mechal Shabbos. I wanted to say over a very interesting Rishash in Yuma, from which we can learn many chedushim and different halachas about being mechal Shabbos for a chayli. The Gemara in Yuma says, "Lomel yisul meimer uchol safik nefashos doiches a Shabbos." Amar Yudam Rav, "Loi safik Shabbos zubul vad." Amru alafil safik Shabbos acheres. Not just the safik of this Shabbos, even the safik of Shabbos acheres, a different Shabbos. Heichi dami, what would be the case? Kegoyin damdu l'tmanya yoimi. The doctors estimated that the person needs 8 days of treatment, and the person is contemplating starting the treatments on Shabbos. If so, he would end up being mechal two Shabbos. One would have thought that it would be preferential to wait till the night so that by taking the 8 days of treatments, he would not end up being mechal more than one Shabbos, as opposed to starting during Shabbos, in which case he would have to be mechal two Shabbosim. Kamash malon, that we do start on the first Shabbos. So Rashi says, "Loi sheyehei safek hanefashos l'shabbos Shabbos zu." Not that the suffix of nefashos is specific to this Shabbos. I'll feel ain't a suffix the Shabbos zu. Even if the suffix is not on this Shabbos, the pshita lon that's pasha to us, the hayoyim lo yomus, that today he will not die. El suffix shem lo yasu lo hayoyim shem yomus lo Shabbos haba. So Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi interprets the Gemara when the Gemara says loy suffix Shabbos zu bolvad. I'll feel suffix Shabbos acheres. Now what that means is that we know for sure that the person will not die even if he does nothing this Shabbos. That means he won't die on this Shabbos, but he may die, if he doesn't do treatment on this Shabbos, he may die on the next Shabbos. So the Rishash asks that, what Rashi is saying is a pelatzuma. It shouldn't make any difference to us when the person's gonna die. Let's say the person's gonna die in a year. If he doesn't do treatment today, he'll chas v'shalom die in a year. So then, also, you could be Mechal Shabbos. What's the difference when he's gonna die? It sounds in Rashi like the only way we're gonna be Mechal Shabbos is if he ends up dying on Shabbos. If he dies on this Shabbos, then we're certainly Mechal Shabbos. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that even if he doesn't die on this Shabbos, maybe he'll die on next Shabbos. And nevertheless, there's a Chiddush, and the Gemara says, no, we're still Mechal Shabbos, even though he's not gonna die on this Shabbos, he only dies on next Shabbos. Let's say he's not dying on Shabbos at all. Let's say it's a question, how long will his life extend throughout the coming week? It sounds like you won't be Mechal Shabbos. So Rishash, it's Pashut, that there's no question that you can be Mechal Shabbos, even if the person is most definitely not gonna die on Shabbos, and he's only gonna die someday during the week. So Rishash says that we could find some kind of support for what Rashi's saying from the famous Gemara of that the reason why Mechal Shabbos is that the Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheikayim Shabbos Harbe. The Gemara later on, the Gemara in Yuma says that the reason why we're Mechal Shabbos for a person to save his life is because it's better to be Mechal one Shabbos, and that way the person will end up being Mechayim many Shabbos when he has a long life. So it sounds talking the Gemara like if there's no question that he has only one more Shabbos to live, and the question is just how many more weekdays he'll have to live, that we certainly will not be Mechal Shabbos. But the Rishash finds it very, very uncomfortable to say that. The Rishash feels very strongly that even in that situation, we would be Mechal Shabbos. And then the Rishash now is stuck that we don't really have a good explanation for the Gemara in Yuma. What does the Gemara in Yuma mean that the person should wait until tonight? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both say that there's no question that if a person knows 100% that he does not have to do the treatment right now, he could wait until after Shabbos, and nothing, he's not going to have any effect from that, there's no question you have to wait until after Shabbos. So what does the Gemara mean? If we're talking about a situation where the person most definitely will not have, there will be no detrimental effect to his health if he waits until tonight. So what's the difference? One Shabbos, two Shabbos, and he should certainly wait until tonight. If there will chas shalom be a detrimental effect, so it doesn't make a difference if the detrimental effect will be on next Shabbos or this Shabbos, it doesn't make any difference. If there's any detriment at all to his health, there's no question that the person should be mechal Shabbos and do the treatment on Shabbos. So because of this, the Shverikain in the Gemara, the Rishash says a beautiful new pshat, and it comes out from this pshat, Moir Dik HaChiddush, a few Chiddushim La'alachim. The Rishash says that if we know for sure, like we said before, if we know for sure that the person can wait until tonight and nothing's going to happen to him, there's no question that we're not Mechal Shabbos. What about, let's say, a person most definitely cannot wait until the night. A person is ill, he's dying. If we don't do, if we don't do something within the next few hours, there's no question that he's gonna, I mean, there's a suffix, there's a possibility that he'll die. Is it better to wait? Now, there's no question also that we can wait another 2 hours. If we wait 2 hours before we do the treatment, nothing's gonna happen. The person will be fine. There's no question we can wait 2 hours, do the treatment, then he'll be fine. Is it better to wait 2 hours and not be Mechal Shabbos right now? Or once I know that I'm being Mechal Shabbos anyways, why not do it already now, since anyways you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos? Says the Rishash, he thinks that the Pshat in the Gemara is, that the Gemara's Chiddush is, not that this is the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara held the Pashtus, that there's no question that if I have to be Mechal this Shabbos anyways, in 2 hours, before the end of Shabbos, I'll have to do the treatment. There's no question that I then have the right, and he says that you're even Meshubach, Hazar is, I raise the Meshubach to do it right away. Since anyways we're going to have a chil of this Shabbos, there's no question, that was not even a chiddush to the Gemara, that the Hazar is, I raise the Meshubach, you must be Mechal Shabbos right away to save the person's life, even though you could easily have waited another few hours. However, the chiddush to the Gemara is as follows. Let's say we don't have to be Mechal this Shabbos. But we have to be Mechal one Shabbos. Why? Because the person's treatment has to go on for 8 days. So Memela, I could wait till tonight and just be Mechal next Shabbos. Or I can do the treatment today and be Mechal both Shabbos. Waiting till the night will not put the person into any sakana. But this case is a little bit better than the other case we discussed. The other case we discussed was where the person needs operation, and that operation could be done just as easily Matzah Shabbos, and it'll be over before next Shabbos. In that case, certainly the halacha is that we have no right to Mechal Shabbos, since the Chil Shabbos is totally unnecessary. However, in a case where we anyways are going to have to be Mechal one Shabbos, in other words, next Shabbos will certainly have to be Mechal, so then, says the Rishash, the Gemara's Chiddush is that in that situation, since anyways it's going to be Chil Shabbos, so we have the right to Mechal this Shabbos also, even though we're going to end up having two Chil Shabboses rather than just one. The Rishash brings a Makor to this kind of concept from Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says in Menachos that if we have two kinds of situations, a situation where we want to be Mechal Shabbos prior to being Makar of a carbon, or being Mechal Shabbos after we were already Makar of the carbon, it's easier to be Matar Chil Shabbos after we were Makar of the carbon, rather than being Matar Chil Shabbos before we were Makar of a carbon. Why? Because after we were Makar of the carbon, we already were Mechal Shabbos. There already was a Chil Shabbos because of this carbon. Adding another Chil Shabbos into the mix is not as bad as introducing the first Chil Shabbos. So Rishash says that should sort of support the concept that I'm trying to propose, that if I know certainly that there will be a Chil Shabbos today, then adding another Chil Shabbos or speeding up the Chil Shabbos would not be an issue. However, the Rishash points out that obviously that Gemara is more of a steer to what he's saying than a raya, because that Gemara says clearly that if I haven't yet been Mechal Shabbos, then the fact that I know that there will be a Chil Shabbos doesn't make any difference. If it's something I have to do before the Shechita of the carbon, then I have no right to do that Chil Shabbos just because the Shechita anyways will be Mechal Shabbos soon. So if so, the Gemara would seem to be contradicting the concept that the Rishash is trying to introduce to us, which is that if I know for sure that I'm going to do Chal Shabbos in 2 hours, I can do the Chal Shabbos right now, I don't have to wait. Why is that true? If the Gemara Menachas tells us that although Shechita is Deicha Shabbos, nevertheless, I can't do things before the Shechita, I can only do things after the Shechita. Why? Because after the Shechita, the Chil Shabbos already took place. So once Chil Shabbos took place, I can add another Chil Shabbos. However, if the Chil Shabbos didn't take place yet, I can't do Chil Shabbos before the Chil Shabbos has taken place already. So the Rishash says that it's not a kash. Why? Because that's talking about a situation where you have a carbon, and if I'm not going to do the preliminaries to the Shechita, if I don't do the things which are necessary to do the Shechita, then the Shechita is never going to happen. So in that case, we can say that there won't necessarily be a Chil Shabbos at all. Because although the Shechita itself, in of its own, would have been Deicha Shabbos, however, these preliminaries to the Shechita, which are not Deicha Shabbos, if I don't do them, and I say that we can't be Deicha Shabbos because I haven't yet been Deicha Shabbos, then there won't be a Chil Shabbos at all. So in that case, we say, better don't do it, and there won't be a Chil Shabbos. However, in a case where I already was Deicha Shabbos, so then, of course, the svar that the Rishash says is true, that once we're already dealing with the Chil Shabbos, it's easier to add another Chil Shabbos. However, in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, where there's no question that in 2 hours I'm going to have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Safek Pikuach Nefesh, in that case, I have a right to do another Chil Shabbos earlier, even if I end up with more Chil Shabbos. It doesn't matter, because we know that there's going to be a Chil Shabbos, so adding more Chil Shabbos earlier will not be a problem. Another Chil that Rishash says is that in the case of Shechita, the preliminaries to Shechita that we're talking about, that we're saying that they're not Deicha Shabbos, these things don't really have a right to be Deicha Shabbos for these things. It's only once I did Shechita and I was anyways Deicha Shabbos, I could even do things which in of their own would not be Deicha Shabbos. However, when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh really is Deicha Shabbos. It's just that when we don't have to be Deicha Shabbos, we're not going to be Deicha Shabbos. But in a case where I know anyways I'm going to have to be Deicha Shabbos, so I can even do things before the Tchiyas Shabbos, before I was Mechal Shabbos, I can even do other malachas before the Tchiyah Shabbos, since these malachas in of their own would be'etzim be Deicha Shabbos if they were necessary. So it comes out of the Rishash, a very interesting chiddush. It's important to keep in mind. I don't know if we pass it like this because he's saying Anup Shah in the Gemara, not like Rashi, but the Rishash is saying that the halacha that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person does not have to be Mechal Shabbos, and he can easily wait till after Shabbos, that he has no right to Mechal Shabbos, that would only apply in a situation where he doesn't have to Mechal Shabbos at all. But if he's anyways going to have to Mechal next Shabbos, so he has a right to speed things up and be Mechal this Shabbos also, even though not being Mechal Shabbos will have no detrimental effect at all on the health of the patient.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.